Mali's conflict worsens what's becoming a permanent food crisis in the Sahel region. Volunteers keep the spirit of the Olympics connected to ministry. And there's a group of Christians out there using triathlons to fight poverty. There's more about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Some aid agencies are calling the West African Sahel region's food crisis permanent. The area is made up of a dozen countries, including Mali. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer explains.
It's in a cyclic hunger crisis. It's been that for time immemorial because of droughts that are cyclic that happen and conflicts and things that happen.
Mali's tilt toward militant Islam is destabilizing what effort remains. And open conflict has been disruptive to BGR's work. However, the need is growing.
We have a third assessment team in looking at some very hard areas toward the north in Mali. Another food distribution going on. I've not heard from them. I was supposed to hear this week what were the results and where we would be going with the next distribution. So pray for that team.
BGR's work opens doors of opportunity for the gospel. It's a work in progress.
In the midst of everything that's going on, it's hard to know exactly what to do, what's right. So we just need wisdom and knowledge from above to make good decisions.
Next, Iran ranks fifth on the Open Doors World Watch list for the persecution of Christians. Even though apostasy means jail or death, Iranians are leaving Islam and coming to Christ in droves. So who's mentoring new believers? Sat 7 Pars is. They're expanding their Seminary of the Air satellite television programming for house church leaders in that region, and they need help. There's more at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Millions of tourists are packed into London right now, the epicenter for the Olympic Games. With the world's eyes fixed there, it's the perfect place for evangelistic ministry. International Mission Board missionary Doug Shaw is doing just that. Shaw's joining 2,500 volunteers with More Than Gold to reach out to tourists and Londoners with the help of the local church.
Doing sport camps. They have live sites. A big screen plays the Olympics, whatever is going on at the moment, and in front you have kind of a festival fun fair going on with all sorts of activities, giving out water too.
Why?
We believe it's an effective way to present the gospel. There's good atmosphere, and I think that it does help the receptivity toward the gospel message.
Some have already made decisions to accept Christ. Here's how you can pray.
Pray that this openness will continue in future Olympics, that it won't be shut off because of growing secularism.
Speaking of the Olympics, Food for the Hungry is doing a little athletic training of their own. Christian musician Leland Mooring, for the band Leland, is training with Food for the Hungry's president, Dave Evans, and health programs director, Carolyn Wetzel, for 3 different triathlons. But they're not going for gold medals. They're competing to raise funds for Food for the Hungry's ministries, ending physical poverty and spreading the gospel around the world. You can help. We've got links at our website. And malnutrition rates in Guatemala are staggering. Nearly 50% of children under the age of 5 are malnourished. A mission team with Orphans Heart is in Guatemala this week, working with a malnutrition center to reach out to these kids. Orphans Heart's Howie Hooper, who's leading the team, shares what they've been doing.
We actually are truly loving them back to health, but we do everything from changing diapers to help bathe them, to dress them, to feed them daily.
On top of meeting the kids' needs physically, the team is also ministering the message of Christ with the help of the translators.
We're always having Bible stories and songs that we teach them, choruses that are hopefully instilling in them the love of Christ.
The mission team is made up of 12 youth from Orphans Heart's parent organization, Florida Baptist Children's Homes. These mission trips really impact them, too.
To hear when they want to come back, they say, we want to come back and serve again. That really excites us.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. All this month, Mission Network News is offering the book Reformation in Foreign Mission by Bob Finley with Christian Aid Mission. He maintains that missionaries from industrialized countries can be counterproductive and their approach needs to be reformed. Find out why when you get this free, provocative look at missions. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the ad link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.